This is PodTech. I'm Michael Johnson here on the floor of CTIA 2006 in Las Vegas, and we're here at the NVIDIA space. And we're here with Andrew Humber, who is the...
Senior PR Manager for Handheld Products.
Senior PR Manager for Handheld Products. So tell me a little bit about what you're showing here at CTIA.
So CTIA this year has given us the chance to show off the GoForce 5500, which is the latest generation of our handheld graphics processing units, or GPUs. The GoForce 5500 delivers a whole bunch of really great multimedia features for next generation phones. That includes all the video processing technology needed for mobile TV. We support all the major mobile TV standards like DVB-H, ISDBT, DMB for the Korean market as well. Really to bring the very best image quality to mobile phones that are offering mobile TV services. We're also in the 5500 demonstrating H.264 encode and decode, so we can get really great high resolution video, especially encode decode simultaneously for applications such as video conferencing. The 5500 also includes a surround sound audio processor. So not only can you enjoy great video on your phone, but now you can actually get simulated surround sound effects.
Surround sound
in the headphones
from your telephone.
Absolutely. So while you're enjoying a movie, you can actually not miss out on the special effects just because you're watching it on a smaller screen. You can actually start to hear all of that inside the headphones as well.
Now, NVIDIA usually concentrates on graphics. So was there a conscious decision to want to sort of take that gaming? I know you do, you know, the gaming is really a strong part of what NVIDIA makes graphic processors for, but was the sound that important so that you wanted to bring it to even the mobile device like that?
Actually, NVIDIA's made an audio core before in the Enforce 2 product line. We actually had a 5.1 surround sound audio processor in our motherboard products. But really, what we're looking to do with the GoForce brand is to offload the system of as much multimedia as possible and do it in a dedicated piece of hardware, which means that we want to cover every single aspect of that, from video to movies to games, and audio is a key part of that. And the reason we want to offload it and do it in a dedicated piece of hardware is so that we can reduce power. Most phones today are doing all of the multimedia in software, and that's a very battery-intensive operation. By offloading that and doing it in dedicated hardware, we can use perhaps up to a 20th less power than you would do on a software equivalent. As an example, the Sony Ericsson W900i, which we're showing on the stand today, we can get up to 4 hours of video playback on that device, which is
four hours
more than a video iPod. So it means you can watch a full movie on that device and you've still got enough juice to make a phone call, which is pretty important seeing as these are phones at the end of the day.
Well, I guess NVIDIA really sees a lot of movement to this mobile platform because this is pretty heavy dedication to it right here. We've got a number of, a dozen telephones in here. Now, these all have the NVIDIA chip in them?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And will all of them support the 5.1 or just the new Ericsson?
The Sony Ericsson actually uses the previous generation. That's the GoForce 4800. The surround sound audio processor is in the 5500, so that'll be in the next generation of phones. We actually do have one phone on the stand today, which is the HTC device, which they produce with Modio. So that's a mobile TV phone specifically for the US market. And that's the first product that we've shown that actually uses the 5500 core on board. So we see a very distinct movement from computing devices into personal consumer electronics. There's a definite fusion between those two industries. And NVIDIA is extremely well placed to take advantage of that, having been a pioneer, if you like, of graphics and video technologies on the PC, and naturally transitioning this technology into the handheld space.
Well, it's been really, I think, aggressive and proactive, you know, maybe a better term for it, but it really seems to, in past interviews we've done, in past podcasts with NVIDIA, to really be there with gamers and other supporting any platform where there's something to see.
Anywhere there's a pixel.
Now, if people want to find out a little bit more about the telephone and about the 5.51 surround and all of that, is there a place they can go?
Yep. If you go to www.nvidia.com, go into the product section and then take a look at handheld, you'll find a whole bunch of information there about the latest generation of GoForce chip. And obviously in our press room, you'll find press releases about the up-and-coming design wins as and when they come out.
Okay. I'm speaking today with Andrew Humber from NVIDIA, who's the Senior Product Manager Senior PR Manager for handheld devices.
Correct.
Great speaking with you today on the podcast.
Thanks very much.